right. Well, okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday snack edition of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. We're here with Loud Luxury.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for having us.
What's up? Well, we're back here with Loud Luxury.
I don't know. Since Lala.
Many of you guys wrote in, said that you remembered the last time we had them because it was one of my least strong interviews because I froze up in the middle of it and couldn't speak. I don't know what happened. I still, to this day, don't know what happened. I panicked.
I was running on like 2 hours of sleep, so
were like staring into my soul, and I was like, I don't know what's going on right now.
So should I do the interview?
So you can't
like
look
this?
At me the
okay,
whole time,
look you.
So that
I'll
I can actually
look
do
the
this
other way.
Correctly. But welcome back. Before we get into the episode, we always do a song of the week, a song of the weekend. So, boys, you got a song you want to give us?
Are we allowed to plug our own stuff?
Please plug your own stuff.
All right, okay. Sounds good. Let's do our new song with Bryce Vine.
Ooh,
I'm not all right.
All right, all right. Listen to that.
Got no patience, conversation driving you up the wall. I'm imperfect, you're a goddess, no sarcasm at all. You say you're sorry, but don't know what you're sorry for. No point in keeping score. You like to drink and to smoke, but take away the pain. And I don't remember all of my mistakes. And every eye I got alone, no one thing. You're not alright, I'm not alright.
Okay, awesome. I'm so happy that you guys are back here. So you guys are on a tour right now, right?
Yeah, we're like two-thirds of the way done it.
Yeah, 65 shows across the country, U.S., Canada. We've literally hit everywhere. We're in New York because we're playing here tonight. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, we like to say basically just like look at a map and throw darts at it.
And you just went.
And we've been there.
Yeah.
What was your favorite city that you've played so far?
Hopefully New York.
Yeah,
tonight.
Hopefully New York. Wait, it's our most anticipated show because it's going to be like it's going to be absolutely insane.
Well, of course,
I'm a little
it's
hurt
New York.
That you're saying I don't know if I'm coming tonight. I don't know.
Me and Jordan were actually talking about it. We might.
Jordan, are you
this
pulling
Jordan,
through?
Jordan's
oh, hey, it's Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Oh yeah. By the way, Alana is out today. I have Jordan on the mic.
Yeah, we miss Alana, but we love Jordan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ellie and I might go.
Are you going to be the good influence and actually?
I'm like, always the good influence okay, good. Of this group. Yeah. Alana actually just texted me and said, all good. Like, I couldn't handle this by myself.
Everyone's very worried about me. Because I was like, I'm nervous. I've never done an interview without Alana before. So
wow. You'll be fine.
I'm nervous.
We're just a couple of harmless Canadians.
I know. I'm just babbling at you.
Nah, this is how I feel when my parents took my training wheels off for the first time. I face planted that time, but I think you'll do better than that.
Well, I hope so. Now you've got me all scared that I'm just going to, like, fuck this up.
I mean, we could drink more tequila.
We did just do a shot, which is, I don't know if it helped your heart.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere in the world.
So you guys have been on a bus together. Do you want to kill each other?
No. Or? Shockingly,
really?
No.
Really?
It's basically a frat on wheels, though.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys are just drinking the entire time you're on the bus?
Not drinking the entire time, but it's just, like, if you could picture a frat and, like, just a bunch of dudes together, it's, like, you
good
know.
Good times.
Yeah, there's good times. There's good times. There is some drinking. There are beverages to be had.
I can't even imagine being stuck on a moving vehicle.
It's actually pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah, it's like better than airports because I hate airports.
Hmm.
Like flying just exhausts you. Like this, it's like we play the show, we go to bed, wake up in a new city, go to the gym, go like see the sights or whatever, and then do it all again.
The thing that's been killer about this tour, though, is we've been playing in a bunch of college towns, and the shows are amazing, but we pull up always to a fraternity after.
Those are the kickers.
Perform for them. So we were at University of Syracuse last night.
Oh, Syracuse
and
is very
go
fun.
I was totally fine, you know, doing the show, all that, and then out of nowhere, I pull up to this frat party, and literally I'm getting handed White Claws, like a Renaissance painting.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a lot to handle. And, I mean, we graduated from college not too long ago. Like, we can still relate to it, but I'm 25, so I was like, whoa, this is a lot. And we've been doing a lot of those, so I'm like, damn, this is getting the best of me. I feel like I'm back in college again.
Our theme is trying to break floors because it seems to be the case wherever we go.
That the floors break or that they're breakable?
I mean that the floors break. We've broken stages. We've broken floors.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, where were we?
Oh,
Madison?
Left and right?
Where were we? Madison, that we broke a floor? Sigma Chi house or something?
Oh,
No.
Sigma Chi is my favorite.
It was,
I'm a Sigma Chi.
You're not.
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
For real?
Swear to God.
That's my favorite fraternity.
Let's go.
Yeah. It was University of Louisville.
Louisville, yeah. So I remember they had like this, it was basically like a bar that they transitioned into a DJ booth, and I was standing on top of it, and I'm like, I literally say it in the video, I'm like, we're going to break this floor right now. And then everybody starts jumping on the drop of I'm Not Alright. And I literally felt it was as if this end of the table went into the ground.
Oh,
and
my
I
gosh.
Just felt the floor like crack. It was like a 150-year-old like wooden floor. And I was just like, I felt like the whole room, it felt like a waterbed. I was like, ooh, this is sketchy.
And you broke it.
So we broke half the floor, so like part of it was caved in.
Yeah.
The other part was normal. And we got a video Lily the next day being like, well, you broke half of our floor, so we had another party to break the other half of the floor.
Oh my God, I miss college.
Yeah. Extreme renovations, college
edition.
Don't we
all, don't we all?
That's so funny. Okay, so today what we're going to do is we're going to play Answer the Internet.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of Answer the Internet?
Only from your show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Answer the Internet. These are the internet's most ridiculous questions. It's would you rathers, fuck, marry, kills, whatever. All the dumb shit that there's
our
in
favorite.
Here. So.
Wait, but it's been a really hot topic, whether it's marry, fuck, kill, or
no,
fuck,
no, no.
Marry, kill.
I'm sorry. Okay, listen. It's fuck, marry, kill.
No, no. In Canada, it's marry, fuck, kill.
Okay.
It's marry,
but
fuck,
it's
kill,
fuck, yeah. marry, kill. Like, that sounds weird. That's not the
sound,
order that you want to do
weird.
Things
it sounds
in.
Like some notorious shit's going on. Like, you're going to, like, kill Mary. Like, who's Mary?
I suppose. Kill. I just say think it's not the order that you're going to do things in.
Yeah. Well, in Canada,
fuck,
we do
marry,
things differently.
Kill. Oh,
so.
You're
yeah.
good and wholesome. You marry and then you fuck.
Exactly.
And then you kill
exactly. Yes. We're nice people.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Understood. No, I really strongly believe it's fuck, marry, kill, but you're entitled to your opinion.
That's okay.
Okay. First question is, how long could you last on the run after robbing a bank?
Oh, man.
I would give it like a week.
You think you could make it a week?
Actually, you know what? I could probably get away with it.
Nah, the thing that I'm not confident about is that I think to actually get away with something like that, you have to go severely off the grid.
Yeah,
I agree
so
with
I
that.
So I would miss my friends way too much.
But it
like,
depends like what the loot is.
Phone.
It depends what the loot is.
Yeah,
like,
but no,
if we're
no
talking about
money.
Like just like insane amounts of money, I could go get my own island kind of thing. That's a different story.
I don't know. I'm the kind
but
of I'm the kind of person that I just rather
I
like
so.
Not have the anxiety about not being caught than a couple $1 million.
I'd be okay with like having insurmountable amounts of money and just going to an island and losing my phone completely.
I don't think I'd be able to do it because if I had all that money, I would just want to spend it. I'm not
yeah.
going to go into the fucking woods of New Hampshire
that's
and be
I'm
like,
saying.
I'm
well,
the Unabomber.
What are
you going to
spend
you know?
It on? Yeah. I
exactly.
feel the same way.
If you're not going to spend it, what's
island.
The point? You would just buy an island.
Yep.
I think you would get caught that way. They'd be like, where did this person get that much money?
Mm-hmm. Not if you pay in cash.
I guess, but you would, I guess you would have the cash if you robbed
exactly.
a bank. I think about this a lot, actually.
That's a deep question.
Like a lot.
That's a deep question.
Thank you. All right, I'm just going to pause really quick and do a quick word from a sponsor. This is Proactive. I love doing Proactive reads. I feel like Kendall Jenner. wherever you are in your journey to get clear skin, confident, know that you are not alone. Acne breakouts are unavoidable. There are days that you know something important will happen and suddenly a pimple appears. I mean, honestly, who hasn't experienced that? It feels impossible to look good, but now with Proactive MD, you have the solution. Don't let acne stress you out and be in control of your skin. With America's number one acne brand, Proactive has helped fight acne for almost 25 years. Now with their next generation acne treatment system, Proactive MD, it will have you feeling your best. Proactive MD contains adapalene, which is the newest acne fighting innovation made available to over-the-counter consumers in over 30 years. Adapalene works by affecting the growth of cells and decreasing acne inflammation. Proactive MD includes a prescription strength retinoid that goes deep into the pores to help fight and prevent acne. Benzoyl peroxide-free acne fighting system. It's trusted and effective. Right now, for our podcast listeners, you can get an exclusive offer only available by going to proactive.com/snit. With this exclusive podcast-only offer, you will receive for free Proactive's on-the-go bag, which features their T-Zone Oil Absorber Body Acne Wipes and Green Tea Moisturizer, close to $100 value. There's also a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait and go to proactive.com/snit to get this podcast-only offer. Again, go to proactive.com/snit to order and get clear skin for the win. If you had to watch one category of porn for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I don't watch any.
You don't watch porn at all?
No, I'm just kidding.
Missionary
like,
only.
Whoa, pause. We're going to talk about this. Actually, pause. He's lying. Actual pause. Love life update. What's going on? How are the ladies?
Same
in
as before.
Just single, living life?
Just single, doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I recently got out of a relationship, but right now I'm just spending most of my time, you know, just, you know, a lot of energy is being spent on
the
tour.
It's the tour.
Shows.
Literally, I can't think about anything else.
Yeah.
So
right
you're
now.
In a committed relationship with the tour.
Yeah. So that's like taking up all of my energy.
Like I said, we're doing like literally 25 shows in a row right now. It's
that's
like
crazy.
All I can think about is just like going to the gym, focusing on myself, and making sure this tour is like absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way,
okay.
You know? And it's a good opportunity to just like do personal growth, you know, and be a better partner for someone in the future. So
that's really beautiful. If you were gay for a day, who would you want to bang?
Ooh, I'm trying to think of like big man crushes for me.
I would say Leonardo DiCaprio because all of his movies are fire.
Yeah, but he's like kind of old and not so attractive looking anymore.
I mean,
okay, no, I get
beauty
it.
Beauty is
right.
In the eye of the beholder.
I suppose.
Yeah. I have two answers to this. One's really weird.
Okay.
Guy Fieri, just because I want to know what that's like.
Really, that's fair. That's really weird.
No, I'd want to know what that was like.
Just out of curiosity, not attraction.
Take you to Flavortown?
Like, yeah, like, is the man who fronts on Flavortown actually, you know, a man
to each
word?
His own.
Yeah. But in terms of actual, like, man crushes, maybe like Michael B. Jordan. He's got a really good smile.
He does have a really nice smile. He's a very attractive man. I agree with that. Good choices on both of your parts.
Thank you.
I would bang Mila Kunis. That is my, that's if I were gay one. For a day.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
I think we're height appropriate.
How tall is she?
She's not very tall. She's really? Like 5 feet tall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing that I feel most guys love about her, too, is that she has that, like, perfect girl next door vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where she can hang with the guys. You know, she can...
Beers with the boys.
Yeah. Or Pink
stands.
Whitney. Or Pink Whitney if you're Grinnelli. But, you know, she just has that, like, effervescent sort of personality. Like, she just makes you feel light when you're around her.
Wow.
I don't know her.
Wow.
Like,
I was like, shit.
Yeah. I don't know her, but
Mila,
it's just like,
if you're listening,
I get that
to
vibe.
This.
Nah,
she's taken.
With Ashton.
I agree
yeah,
with
she's
that.
Taken.
Oh, I forgot about Ashton. Yeah. Mm, that's a shame. She is, like, my favorite celebrity.
Really?
I will watch her do anything. I love her.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah, she
like
is funny.
Family Guy, everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Okay, if you could bang a ghost, who would it be? Oh, this is so easy.
Bang a ghost.
JFK.
Oh, wow.
So attractive.
Audrey
He's
Hepburn.
So hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to go with Audrey Hepburn as well.
Seriously?
Yes.
Any dead person from past.
Or,
and you pick
do you know
Audrey
who
Hepburn.
Peggy Lipton is?
I don't.
Okay, it's what's her name? Rashida Jones' mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had a famous mom.
She was like a famous actress, and old photos of her that I've seen from like the 70s,
mm-hmm.
it's like the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Okay, yeah. Good answer. Becky Lipton. I'll have to look her up. Ladies, look her up. Or I guess guys, look her up.
Or Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
But all those people back then had like crazy diseases, and they just didn't know about it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
walk,
I guess if you couldn't
there with
get
the black
disease.
Plague, yeah. So no thanks. Yeah.
But would it be worth it for
plague.
The story?
I'm good.
Like, but then you could be like, I got the plague from Joan of Arc, and people would be like, that's pretty sick. You went out the way that you were meant to.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Teach their own.
Yeah.
How many rats would it take to overwhelm and kill you in a fight?
Depends if they're New York rats.
Yeah.
Because New York
yeah,
rats are
really
super
depends.
Sized.
Like, definitely scary rats.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, are we talking black
like
plague
a, like,
rats?
Like Ratatouille. Like a cute
oh.
little.
Oh, we just I all mean, make dinner together.
Like 100,000. Like 100,000 of those.
100,000?
Yeah.
No.
If they're like those, they're like, they'd be nice. And they'd just
yeah.
be like chilling on
they're
you.
They're still
and stuff.
Rats. Like, they'll
no,
eat
right?
you. The they
whole,
will chew
whole,
you.
How do you know?
The whole point of Ratatouille was
have
to redeem.
Have you ever been eaten by a rat?
The whole point of Ratatouille was to redeem the PR disaster that they created with the bubonic plague. So it all makes
exactly.
sense.
But didn't you guys ever watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, you of were course. A big Game of Thrones guy.
So they yeah. had it when they were at Harrenhal, when they were torturing the prisoners, and they put rats in a box on the guy's chest. And the idea
Ooh.
Was that the rats, they'll eat your
Yeah, but those
chest.
Are probably like really dangerous rats.
No, those are
like
normal rats. Okay, I shouldn't have said Ratatouille. I think like seven
that's, like,
rats
cute.
I would give up.
Seven?
I don't want to touch them. I don't think they're ugly.
So you could never be on Fear Factor.
No.
Like,
oh, my
ever.
God. No. No. They make you touch all kinds of things that I don't
I mean,
want
in all fairness, if it was spiders, I'd probably be freaking out.
Ugh. How many spiders could overwhelm
One.
And kill you in a fight?
One.
And I can say that from experience.
One.
Because we've been living together for spiders. Years. And I will hear very loud calls for help from other
like Andrew
to kill spiders. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah but in I, all I'm fairness, not... we live in LA and there's like brown recluse and
big
like black widows.
Scary spiders.
Like we have like this outdoor no, not big ones, like small ones like this.
But
have you ever seen a black widow?
Apparently.
Yes, I used to actually have a big like fear, like a phobia of black widow spiders because my friend in third grade said that they hide in green grapes, and so I have never been able to eat green grapes
that's
since
pretty,
then.
That's pretty messed up.
Isn't that fucked
that
up? And cool. then I've told all my friends, and now they're mad at me because they can't eat green grapes because imagine biting into it. It's a spider.
Not worth
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that
no,
to you guys.
Grapes are good, but
I
guys.
Love grapes, so and I love wine, so.
Well, wine is different. You can't taste the spider in wine. Mm. Would you rather be able to fuck any girl you wanted or teleport anywhere in the world?
Teleport.
Right?
Teleport.
Easily
Instantly.
Teleport.
Instantly.
Teleport.
Like, this is not even a question. Are you kidding?
Imagine you get the U up text. Pew.
No, no movie has made me more jealous than that random. It was kind of sucked, but that movie Jumper that was out back in the day with James Franco. I was like, man, I want to be that
James
guy.
James Franco knows at something Christensen.
Oh, Hayden Christensen. Yeah, Hayden. Yeah. They kind of look the same.
Jumper?
Sorry. Yeah.
She doesn't even remember it.
Okay, it wasn't good. It came out in like 2005.
Rest in peace.
Okay, I was like 7 years old.
Please hit us up if you remember this because it's a very important movie. But I just remember seeing that movie and being like, damn, I wish I was this guy.
It's not that important. But,
I know what you mean, and I really wish that I had the ability to
I'm like literally always
especially
late.
I feel like, do you guys live in LA or do you live in...
We live on
LA.
The bus right now.
But yeah, well, yeah. When you're not on the bus.
We got rid of our place in LA in lieu of like...
live on the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We're moving back there in December, but like...
But I'm sure LA traffic I've heard a lot about.
Yeah,
LA or New York, I don't know. LA's pretty bad.
Yeah, I've like, heard a lot about it.
And Toronto's pretty bad too, so I'm like, it's really? Like one of the three.
Yeah, the kicker for me is I'm an ocean person, so I'd so badly love to live by the water. Mm. But by doing that, you sacrifice being able to like actually get around anywhere in LA. Yeah. So we always live in a really central location.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm a mountain guy, so I like living in the hills or like in that area and getting Ubers or like any sort of car up
then
there.
You're stuck.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing though.
Not a bad thing at all.
But if you could teleport, you would never have to deal with traffic.
Exactly.
Ever again.
Exactly.
Let's do one or two more. I don't know what you guys have. Two more? Okay, I don't know what you guys have to do
keep
after
going.
This.
Keep going. I mean...
Actually, I heard you're going to be on Game Time, and I have a show on Game Time every day, 2 to 4. So I'll see you in there.
You're joining us.
Would you stop masturbating if every girl you jerked off to knew you were doing it? Yeah, you have to stop, sure. Right? You got to stop.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
You have to stop. Yeah. Because
it's like the weirdest, creepiest thing ever.
You have to stop.
I'm just so annoyed that thought's in my head now.
Yeah, you literally just messed me up.
I'm sorry.
Can we do a shot right now?
Do you need that?
I mean, after that question, that's just crazy.
Out of the bottle.
Are you going to do one?
Come on. You do it. Right. You have to stop because sometimes it's like not even like about the person. It's just kind of like it just pops in your head and all of a sudden you're like, shit.
That's like a really messed up question.
Sorry. It's also the same way like when you say you were in my dream last night, everyone assumes it's a sex thing, but it's like not.
Oh, no, not at all. Like I remember.
No, that's like pretty wholesome. That can be pretty wholesome.
I get dreams about random people all the time and it's normally just like people dying. Like
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's like really weird. Yeah. Just like random stuff. Like, mine's
you
always
dream
like,
about
you
got, people dying.
No. Yeah. No, like not
mine's
happily.
Always like a horror movie. Like whenever I'm dreaming about other people,
exactly.
It's like other people in my life,
what?
But it's like Jason is coming like after us or something.
Yeah. I'm not saying this like in a positive thing or anything like that, but I'll literally just be like, yeah, you're in my dream last night. And they're like, yeah, what happened? I'm like, oh, you like died first in this dream. It was crazy. I think we watched too many horror movies.
Are you okay?
This is why we might get on that plane.
Because they'll murder us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I have
we're
a bottle
Canadian,
of
we're
in
nice.
My hand oh, at yeah. like
we're,
one,
we're
so probably not
we're
okay.
Canadian.
Have you ever gotten mad at someone because of something that they did in a dream?
Oh, like you dreamt about it? And
like
then you're
they
like,
did something mean in your dream and then you're mad at them?
Not
like
personally.
A little bit and then I'm like, oh, it was just a dream.
Not personally, but one of the funniest stories that I've ever heard back in college is my good friend at the time. He was dating this girl. She was really nice, you know, meant well, had a great personality. But one time he awoke to her beating him up because she dreamed that he had cheated on her.
Yeah, I know that happens.
like actual like violent fists.
That's crazy.
Flinging at him. Yeah.
I had a dream last night that one of my coworkers was mean to me, like did something really fucked up.
So you're mad at them right now?
And they walked by me and I was like, ugh.
Shade.
And then I was like, wait, why am I? I was like, why am I mad at him?
See, it happens.
And then I was like, oh right, because he was a dick in my dream, so I'm gonna keep being mad at him. We'll do one more because I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, we're good.
Would you rather have one? No, I don't want this one. Okay, no. I just think this is more appropriate for you guys in your current living situation. What are your top three gas station snacks of all time?
Almonds, and more almonds.
I like pistachios.
Nuts? You went with nuts?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, oh,
or
Rx
bars
cheese.
Or something like that, like a bar.
Actually,
that's a dangerous.
Okay.
That's a dangerous place
you're,
to
so
go.
So you're on a road trip, and you're just like, oh, I want an almond.
We don't
like,
stop.
What?
We don't stop. Like the bus goes. It literally goes from one point A to point B, and we don't like stop in between.
Yeah. Right now, I think we're a little bit more mindful of health because we are playing a show every single day. So definitely
that
the
too.
Almonds. However, if it was just like in a perfect world, what would I have for a road trip?
Yes.
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
That's all your hot Cheetos. Mm-hmm. I get worried with road trip snacks though because if you get carsick, like you don't want to be puking up hot Cheetos.
That's why we go for
that's
safe
pretty volcanic.
Things.
So you went, almonds and pistachios. But did you read the story about the cockroaches in the pistachios?
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. I have a lot of like conspiracy.
You ruined every okay, food. Tell me. Ruin it for me. Yeah. Let's go.
So I guess they're the company with the green, you know, the green bag. Those pistachios.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I guess they got into trouble because people kept finding like dead cockroaches in there when they cracked open their pistachios. So always
in the
look,
pistachio.
Crack them open. Dead bug.
Thanks.
So now you have to be mindful of that. I just wouldn't want you to bite into a
cockroach. So you've tried to ruin grapes. Now you're ruining pistachios for me. Thank you.
These are the things that I think about.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Is there any food that you like, or do all of them have like weird inspect conspiracy theories?
Well,
peanut butter.
Peanut butter, delicious. You know they make CBD peanut butter. Don't say this to me.
You know that, right?
Are you?
There's like actually bugs.
Are you fucking
butter.
With me? Or are you being
I am
serious?
Not fucking with you at all. Look it up.
The chunky peanut butter.
All peanut butter. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I didn't expect for that to happen, but it's fair because I ruined two foods for you guys. Yes. And
we
you
had to get,
it
you, back.
For
had to get
me.
You back.
It's fair. And before we go, we have one more word from a sponsor. This is Fabletics. Okay, so I'm sure you guys have already heard about Fabletics. I know you guys know that I'm not exactly the biggest gym attender. I really honestly hate working out, but it is something I've tried to get more and more into. But you know what I do every time I decide I'm going to start working out? I'm like, I'm going to buy some cute gym clothes and maybe that'll get me to do it. But then I just end up having gym clothes that I never wear, which it's not the most affordable habit, but especially with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, we're going to want to start getting in shape. And we said this on the podcast a little bit ago. We are going to be working out. That's what we're doing. We're going to work out because it's good for our mental health. Buying trendy and affordable gym wear does not have to break the bank. My solution to that predicament is a brand called Fabletics. I know you guys have heard of it, but Fabletics is a fashion-focused activewear brand founded by Kate Hudson, and its mission is to empower women by making a healthy, active lifestyle accessible to everyone because of its exceptional price point. Fabletics has gym wear suitable for any type of workout, even if you're just the kind of person that wears leggings to work every day. Fabletics is your one-stop shop for affordable gym wear, and all of their designs are created in-house. Trust me, you seriously can't find these pieces anywhere else. I really, really, really like my Fabletics leggings. Like, they really suck you in. I also have one pair that, like, I bought in case I ever wanted to do a bar class. They're, like, pink, and they're more, like, flexible. Like, you would want to do, like, yoga and shit in them. But the ones that I have now... Oh, I also bought a pair of joggers that are, like, cold-weather joggers. They have, like, fleece on the inside. And it's kind of like you can go running in them. Not that I ever go running outside, but if I did, I would have the right pants for it. Before I forget, Fabletics is offering my listeners an incredible deal you don't want to miss. Get two leggings for only $24 when you sign up for a VIP. Just go to Fabletics.com/Ellie to take advantage of this deal now. That's Fabletics.com/Ellie to get two leggings for only $24. Also, free shipping on orders only over $49. International shipping is available, and there is absolutely no commitment when you purchase your first order. Fabletics.com/Ellie. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you're important people, very busy, but you have your tour. Is it completely sold out?
Tonight is not completely sold out, but it is almost there.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, get your tickets now. Don't miss it. It's actually our biggest show on the tour. We're really excited about that because we love playing in New York. Mm-hmm. So it's an incredible feeling doing this. And I think we bought enough pyro and flames to probably that like Satan would be very jealous about this right now.
So. Yeah, this is the one that we're like basically blowing
really
the place
excited
up.
About.
Like, just boom.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. And have
thank
a good
so
rest of your tour.
Us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so, so, so much. As always, have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, hope it's a good one. And we will catch you on Tuesday with our Thanksgiving episode.
Woo. To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I'd stay for a long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
I'm